You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It is the 23rd of January, a Wednesday. Let's find out all that happened on Dalal Street yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today, because this is where we meet. As friends gather together, wear comfortable shoes, drink some chai and take a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, yesterday was a rather muted day for Dalal Street. The S&P BSE Sensex wiped out most of the gains made in the previous session, while Nifty 50 slipped below the 10,950 levels. But it did manage to hold on to the 10,900 levels on a closing basis. The final tally on Dalal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex fell 134 points to close at 36,444, while the Nifty 50 ended 39 points down to close at 10,922 on Tuesday. Healthcare, consumer durables and realty were the best performing sectors, gaining 0.9% to 1.2% yesterday, but metal was the biggest loser, followed by telecom and auto. The market is likely to trade in a range due to global headwinds in the form of uncertainty over the acceptance of the alternate plan for Brexit and global growth concerns. Furthermore, volatility in crude oil price and rupee versus the American dollar would keep the market participants on edge. But no negative surprises on the earnings front has kept things steady for the bulls so far. The next crucial resistance level to watch out is 11,000 on the upside, while supports are placed at 10,884 to 10,800 levels. The rupee skidded by 16 paise yesterday, its third straight session of loss, to close at 71.44 against the American dollar amid strengthening of the greenback and heavy selling in domestic equities. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets by 78 crore rupees, while DIIs were also net sellers to the tune of 84 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Very quickly then, what big news do I bring to you? As usual, at least during this season, it's going to be from the earnings front. As many as 48 companies will be reporting their results for the December quarter later today, and that includes big names like ITC, United Spirits, Interglobe Aviation, DB Corp and Pidilite Industries. And there are some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal. Let's find out what they are. ITC, PAT estimate, 299.8 crore rupees, down 6.9% year on year. United Spirits, PAT estimate is 232.2 crore rupees, down 57.6% year-on-year, and Interglobe Aviation, a loss of 237.8 crore rupees. It did make a profit in the corresponding quarter last year. So let's find out how these things pan out as the day progresses. For that information, of course, you can always stay with us on moneycontrol.com. Very quickly then, technical view on what it's trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a hanging man kind of pattern on the daily charts. The Nifty is expected to remain range-bound till it holds the support of 10,825 levels, experts said, adding after this range-bound trade, there could be a possibility of index reclaiming 11,000 levels. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today, 10,800, 10,864 and 11,000. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 followed by 11,200. Maximum put OI placed at 10,700 followed by 10,500. Very quickly then, technical recommendations, because we need to make this walk worth your while. We spoke to Jayant Manglik of Religare Broking, and this is what he has to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Dabur India has a buy call, target of 445 rupees, stop loss of 414 rupees, that is 414, return of 4.7%. ITC has a buy call, target of 302 rupees, stop loss at 284 rupees, return of 4.1%. And finally, Siemens has a sell call, target of 980 rupees, that is 980, stop loss of 1,080 rupees, 1080, return of 6.2%. Dabur and ITC with buy calls and Siemens with a sell call. Well, that's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade today, with a quick recap of what happened yesterday and a quick look at what we can expect over the course of today. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. And you can also catch all the other podcasts that are already available to you wherever you get them from, Apple Podcasts, Castbox, etc. Or, of course, also on the website. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.